Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's message, Finding the Bright Side. All things are working for good is the assurance we as children of God have according to His Word. Since this is true, there must be a bright side to all the afflictions that happen to us. Most of the time, the bright side is not always apparent and may be difficult to see while we are in the midst of an affliction. But nevertheless, a bright side is always there. Paul characterized our afflictions as light and momentary when placed beside the eternal glory that awaits God's children. Feathers are light, and a moment can be only 5 seconds. Both of these don't amount to much, and so are our afflictions. This is why we must never worry or despair over our trials and tribulations, but instead look for and find the good coming out of all we must endure. Now that Union County, North Carolina, has joined the growing list of jurisdictions under orders to remain at home, we must find innovative and new ways to stay in the business God has called us to be in. This is a bright side to our current situation caused by this pandemic. The culture in which the people of God live, receive information and communication in a way that has changed and continue to change than that of those a generation or two ago. Churches, especially small and rural churches, have been slow to adapt to these changing dynamics. God is using this pandemic to push us to do things we have been hesitant to do, but will help us with our efforts to reach this generation with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As things currently stand, it appears all Easter and Holy Week services will be under these new restrictions. We must find the bright side in these restrictions and use them to make the most of the situation we are in. This is only a test, but one designed to place us in a better position to carry out the will of God. It's not a test of passing or failure, but a test of endurance and adaptation. Our culture is experiencing something that is going to change the way we do and conduct business. When this is over, things will not be as they were before. A new and adaptive way of communicating and doing business is and has emerged as a result of this health emergency. Just like 911 changed the travel industry and security in this nation, there will be some lasting changes and policies that will be put in place that is going to make a permanent change in the way we all do business and interact with each other. Therefore, let us not be apprehensive or fearful, but embrace the challenges we have been presented to serve this present age, given the environment and tools we have to work in and with to carry out the Great Commission to preach the gospel to all nations. Remember to visit our website to see our latest news, announcements, and worship activities and opportunities. Don't forget to read and listen to our pastor's Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page, website, and mobile app. You can also enjoy the Sunday School Daily Bible readings anytime and anywhere at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.